772-398-4377.
Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. I'm Trevor Banks, and I'm glad you've joined us for today's broadcast, and I trust you'll be blessed by the message.
Try to perform, or we become what, or we try to become what we should in our own efforts. You know, even coming to church, even though we're not to forsake the assembling of ourselves, what Jesus taught us goes far deeper than just a behavior. You know, because there are a lot of people that can behave in front of you. You know, look at that person beside you. Well, they can cross all the T's and dot all the I's. They can say the right things. You know, so that's behavior. And we ought to behave. But Jesus deals with stuff much deeper than behavior. He deals with motives. He deals with your heart. Amen? So it's real important that we recognize these things so we're not governed by the flesh, trying to work things out in our own effort, yet our heart is not pure. This is the reason why the law didn't work. It depended on the ability of man. Man's ability. And so it never worked because nobody could live up to it. It was not in man. The ability was not in man. And so every year the high priest would have to go offer our sacrifices. The law didn't give divine ability. Now, look at someone and tell them, Jesus gives us the ability. See, when Jesus came, even though he was under the law when he came, he spoke of a new covenant that would be established after his death. A New Testament. A testament had to be based upon someone's death. And so he would give his life for a new testament. Now, Jesus came to give us new life. Tell somebody, I got new life. My new life is in Jesus. I am not under the law. I am under grace. Now, here's what I really want to lock you down on. The rest of this year, we're going to lock down on this concept, is the fact that this new nature, and you have, if you are saved, born again, you have a new nature. Amen. Amen. The Bible goes as far as to say, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. All things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. And he says, all things are of God. Now we need to wipe our windshield clean from our experiences, from our past, from our weaknesses, from our falling, and all this stuff. You need to wipe your windshield clear to see who you really are. Now, it might not be your experience, but it is your standing. But you got to start from your standing. We don't base our faith, our walk, on our experience. Because some can still be sick in their body. But the Bible says by his stripes we were healed. So I'm not basing it on my experience, or I'm just going to have to live with that. I'm going to base it upon what he said. Amen. You got to base it on what God has said until it gets into your heart. I love that. I was studying this last week about the heart. And the heart, the word cardia, there's an interesting portion of definition in the Greek, and it means in the middle. The middle. On a deeper level, you have your spirit. Your heart and your spirit are not the same thing. Ezekiel said, when God saved you, he gave you a new spirit and a new heart. Two different things. Your heart is in the middle. There's your soul, there's your heart, there's your spirit. Now, your spirit is born again. your spirit is brand new. Jesus has put in your spirit grace, the ability. Look at somebody telling them, I'm well able. See, in your spirit is that word of life that says, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. There's nothing too hard for God. With me, all things are possible. Come on, that's in your spirit. It's alive in your spirit, waiting to break out into your life. But your heart stands in the middle. See, your heart is not only influenced by that, but it's influenced by your soul, your mind, your will, your emotions, your intellect, your senses, which are in your body. There's information that comes in through all these senses into your soul. And so your heart draws from your soul and your spirit. So the real you is your heart. What you will have potential of is in your spirit. That's who God says you are. But in real time, your heart is governing who you are. If you understand, do you understand that? That's why the word says, cleanse your hands, ye sinners, purify your hearts, you double-minded. Stop being twin-souled, eating from there and then eating from here. A little bit of the world, a little bit of the defeat, a little bit of discouragement, a little bit of fear, then a little bit of faith. Your heart, when it is pure, there's a flow out of your spirit into your soul. That's why John said, I wish above all things that you prosper. It's in you already. Prosperity is in you. More than enough is in you already. Limitations are broken in your spirit already. Come on, that's who you are. But your soul has to prosper. Your soul can't be way back there somewhere in the 50s. It's kind of like Cuba. Thank God the gateway to Cuba seems to be opening. But when you see the vehicles and the housing, you go way back into the 50s. Amen. Your soul shouldn't be way back there somewhere, locked in an experience, a bad experience you had. You should be drawing from your spirit. Because Jesus brought us this ability. He came to give us new life. Now, this new life that God brought us, listen, this new life that God brought us, when we are saved, it is instantly put in us. The Zoe life is instantly put in your spirit. In other words, everything you will ever need, more power than you will probably ever use, greater wisdom than you can fathom, more money and riches is all in your spirit already. When God saved you, he didn't save you progressively. He put the whole package in there. It's in your spirit right now. Amen. God don't halfway save anybody. When he saved you, it's instantaneous. It's there. It's on lock. But now the challenge is your heart and your soul. Well, to what degree can God bring this into manifestation in your life that you live on the earth? For we are born again from heaven. Amen. Our citizenship is there, where there is no defeat, where there is no lack. Amen. Go with me to Hebrews chapter 7. Hebrews chapter 7. And let's take a look at verse 9. We're going to stay in the book of Hebrews for a minute. Hebrews chapter 7, verse 19. It says in verse 19 of Hebrews chapter 7, for the law made nothing perfect, but the bringing in of a better hope did, by the which we draw nigh unto God. For the law made nothing perfect, but the bringing in of a better hope, or the new covenant, did, by the which we draw near unto God. I told you early on in this series, Mega Grace, that When we were born again, our spirit became righteous, it became perfect, and it became complete. So no matter what state you find yourself in this journey, in this walk of life as we see it here on planet Earth, you are complete. Your spirit is perfect. And you are righteous. Not because you prayed 3 hours this morning. Not because you tithe. But remember what I said. Not because of these things that you do, but because of what God has made you. But that's a liberating thought. If we get a hold of this, the devil can't put no more chains on you. Can't put no more burdens on you, because it's not through law or works, it's through his grace. Tell somebody, I am what I am by the grace of God. People can talk about you or against you or think about you certain ways, but that doesn't matter. What has God said? Amen. Let God be true and every man a liar. Let God be true and every situation a liar. Amen. So we see here that in Hebrews 7:19, the law could make nothing perfect. In Hebrews 10 and verse 14, the scripture says, "For by one offering he hath perfected forever them that are sanctified." Some of y'all need to highlight that in your Bible. You need to write it over 100 times. You need to post it on your refrigerator. You need to put it on your bathroom mirror. You need to get a CD and have that just repeated over to you time and time again. So in verse 14, it says, "For by one offering," the offering of himself, "for by one offering he hath perfected forever." Even when you see me mess up or make a mistake, even when you want to talk down on me and say, you know, he ain't gonna make it, he going down. Even while I'm walking through the valley of the shadow of death, I am perfected by one offering forever in the sight of God.
Thank you for joining us as we continue in part 5 of Mega Grace, Grace, God's Ability. Romans 8 and 2 declares, "For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus hath made me free from the law of sin and death." Grace brings about a freedom. Nice and good works will not change the nature of people. The battle continues to rage for many. This is law versus grace. The law didn't change people because the weakness of the law is flesh. It was not possible to keep the law, but thanks be unto God, for we are saved by grace through faith. Jesus was the end of sacrifice, and he was the Lamb and the end of sacrifice. We invite you to worship with us. Please join us in our newly added 8:30 a.m. service on Sundays. See you there.
Thank you for listening to today's message. And for more information or more messages from On to Perfection, call toll free 1-877-TR-BANKS. Or visit our website at trbanks.com. And always remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.